faith's adventure. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, "Now to him who is able to do super excessively above all that we are requesting or apprehending, according to the power that is operating in us, to him be the glory in the ecclesia and in Christ Jesus for all the generations of the eons of the eon." Life is an adventure, and so much more so for the believer. God's life in us produces a lifetime of adventure. God is at work in the seemingly monotonous and meaningless aspects of life, even more so in our failures, in our weaknesses, in our inadequacies, in our insufficiencies. In the middle of all this, God has chosen to live out his life in us, divine life within what appears to be the context of mere human existence. Paul again writes in 2 Corinthians 3, verses 4 through 5, "Now such is the confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that we are competent of ourselves to reckon anything as of ourselves, but our competency is of God." God's sufficiency turns the ordinary into the extraordinary, not always by the change of the circumstances, but always by the presence of his life in us. Every day can be lived in expectancy from God, the power that is operating in us. What a thrill to be a part of the divine ministry of our Father, to be privileged to anticipate with great excitement the future that he has in store for us, both in this present evil age and in the glorious ages to come. Paul writes in Ephesians 2:7 that in the oncoming eons or ages, he should be displaying the transcendent riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.